This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, June 5th on WGN Radio. We started at about 10:30 after the Stanley Cup playoffs. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. It will be tonight. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. It is live Monday night trivia, so if you're listening on Friday night, sit back, enjoy the show, do not call. However, if it is Monday night, the 5th of June in particular, by all means, 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. Well, we got bumper stumpers and a fine theme that actually Carol, the world's best show prep preparer, thought, and I thought it was a great idea, so I glommed onto that immediately, so you'll find out about that as the songs continue, and I think some of them are very easy, as far as that goes. Figuring out the theme, I think that's pretty easy, too, but then again, I know the answer. Now, speaking of answers, we have a straggler from last week, and it will be revealed at the end of the show tonight if you don't get it, because I never put you in your misery for more than 2 weeks running. So, 40,000 Russians die of this annually. While in the United States, a country with double the population of Russia, only 300 people die of it annually. Die of what? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. If you don't know the answer and you don't like my bumpers and you want your own question, sky is the limit. You know something about something. Everybody does. So whatever you are an idiot savant at, well, let me know and I'll come up with a question to test the extent of your knowledge, shall we speak. And it's hard with Barry from New Hampshire's because he truly is an idiot savant when it comes to the Beatles. Oh man, nothing like it. And I think I've come up. Last week we got him. I think maybe again. We'll see. But I bet you he'll surprise me. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. So, Beatles. When Paul McCartney first played with John Lennon, what was their drummer's first name?
Well, probably isn't Pete Best. That's probably too obvious.
Right, that would be too obvious. And he played before that with John.
Okay, John Griffin?
No, and I'll tell you the group even. It was the Quarrymen.
Well,
his first name was Colin.
Colin, okay, yeah.
So you'll have to look him up in the Quarrymen around 1956.
Okay, well, you got me. How about the straggler being scurvy?
Scurvy? Okay. No, it's not scurvy, but that's, I don't know, the way our food is adulterated anymore, I think we'd be dying of it, but no.
All right, well, got me.
Thanks for trying, I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, Raleigh.
So, 888-876-5593. That's 2 weeks in a row beating Barry on Beatles. That's hard. But, of course, you know, I'm only as good as the quizzes I find online. And this was a particularly good one, I guess. All right. We're going to do charts with Brian from Joliet. Yeah, June 5th, 1964. That'll be fun. Marianne in Chicago wants to guess on our trivia question. So, what do you think, Marianne?
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
I can't complain. What do you think?
Well, I got a couple.
Okay.
I was on hold last week when the show ended, and I had cirrhosis of the liver.
Nope.
Heart disease?
Nope.
Tuberculosis?
Nope.
STD?
Nope.
Renal failure?
Nope. And I'll tell you what, a couple of those are pretty darn close. So you think about it and you call me back.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, she's dancing all around it. She's got the right idea. But let's see what Diane and Valpo thinks. Valparaiso, Indiana. Diane, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, thanks, Lolly. First time caller.
Glad to have you.
I'm one of your blind listeners, and I've been listening since you came on the air.
Well, thank you.
I love the music. Love your knowledge of radio and music both. And, of course, like everybody, I miss Scotty.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, he was a gem.
He was. It's a loss, that's for sure. But he's in a much better place than all of us right now. I'm convinced of it.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
All right, so 40,000 Russians die of it, 300 Americans die of it. What is it?
Alcohol poisoning.
We have a winner. You're absolutely right.
All right.
It is alcohol poisoning. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't realize that was a disease, but I worked with a guy, actually, he was fairly young, who died of it. And it is a disease, and 40,000 people die of it, and only every year in Russia, and 300 in America. You are a winner.
All right. Great.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away, and don't hold your breath. It'll take forever to get you something, and it's not worth the postage, but you will get something.
Don't worry about it, Raleigh. I'll be calling you again.
Okay, well, hang on. We'll get your address. Good deal. All right, so Diane is absolutely a winner. Yes, she is. All right, so that was it, alcohol poisoning. Yeah, like I say, Marianne was dancing around it. That's for sure. All right, so what should we do? Well, I think we'll do a more and less again. Florida has more of them than any other state. Four states don't have any at all. What are they? Florida has more of them than any other states, but four states don't have any. All right. Close to Florida, by the way, is Ohio and Michigan. What are they? 888-876-5593-8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. Well, we'll get our first bumper stumper underway in moments, and that'll start the theme. I think you'll know who it is. Probably take a few records for you to pick up on the theme, but you're going to do that too. Coming up, Monday Night Trivia. So if it's Friday night, sit back, enjoy the show. Do not call. If it's Friday night, by all means, if it's Monday night, by all means, call. Did I get that backwards? I might have. Monday night you call, Friday night you don't. That's it. And I wonder why you call. I can't even get this right. All right, so it's Monday the 5th of June, and 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh is the number. For Monday Night Trivia on Monday night on WGN Radio. Dill, the dill, the dill, dill, not the dill, the dill, the dill, the dill, dill. Oh, there's a dill going round and it's really brand new. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, everybody, let me teach it to you. The dill, the dill, dill, not the dill. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is it? It's too early to ask what the theme is, but not too early for you to know exactly who this is. 888-876-5593. If it's Monday night, the 5th of June, if it's Friday night, sit back, enjoy the show. Don't call, it's a replay. But if it's Monday night, your participation is warranted. All right, so who is that? All right, now our question Yes, Florida has more of them than any other state. Most states have a bunch. Ohio and Michigan follow close behind, but four states don't have any at all. Any what? 888-876-5593. Don't know my bumper, don't know my question. Have your own category. John and Gilbert proves that. He likes ocean liner trivia. So hello, John. Welcome back.
Here I am.
All right. Yes, there you are. So, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
What was the last four-funnel liner built for North Atlantic service?
The last one, that would be the Aquitania.
Absolutely right. Built in 1914, yeah. Served in both World War Wars, only was retired in 1950. So, Lusitania, which everybody knows, well, that was built in 1905, and Mauritania. Yeah, what's the Tania bit? Do you know? Why are they all Tanias? Does that mean four funnel?
Oh, it was just something Cunard Line would do. It would name all its ships with an IA suffix. And, I mean, the Caronia and Lusitania. You know, it's like White Star Line tended to name all their ocean liners with IC at the end. So you had Titanic and Britannic and so on. So, yeah. So it was just something that they did.
Well, there it is. You're absolutely right. So hang on. We'll add to your stash. Don't go away, John.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, the Aquitania. Yeah. I only know these answers because I see them on the printed page. I would have absolutely no idea about any of it. Trust me on that. Brian and Joliet, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well.
Well, I'm here and glad to be here. And so you want the 5th of June, 1964.
Yes, please.
All right. Number one. Chapel of Love. Hello.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Chapel of Love.
Chapel. I know the song. Oh, my Lord. Let's see.
It was on Redbird.
I know I'm going to get this one.
Oh, you're gonna really be upset, yeah.
I know.
It's the Dixie
I'm gonna,
Cups.
I'm going to take a guess.
No,
okay.
It's the Dixie Cups.
Sherelle's?
No, the Dixie Cups. I'm giving
it
to you.
Oh, that was the other one.
The Dixie
head.
Cups.
Okay.
All right. Number two, you'll get this one. Love Me Do.
Beatles.
Number three, My Guy. Oh, come on. My Guy.
Oh, Mary Wells.
Yes, of course. Number four, oh, God, Love Me With All Your Heart.
Love Me With All Your Heart.
Yeah, they were on the Command label. So that should tell you something.
Jeez.
Yes.
Bobby Vinton?
No. Maybe I better let you hear a little of it. I think Bobby Vinton, that's
interesting. I don't even remember that song.
Oh, well, no, it was obviously it was big. I mean, nationally, very big. So let's, it should be on this computer because not my favorite thing by them, but they did a lot of things, and almost none of them were what we'd call top 40, as far as I'm concerned, though they did make the top 40. So here you go. Maybe this will help or not. That help?
No. No. I mean, now I remember the song.
Yeah. Well, I always got a laugh out of it because it's the Ray Charles Singers, of course, having nothing to do with the Ray Charles we know and love.
Okay. Well,
well, let's move on.
It's going too well tonight.
Well, that's all right. No, you've only missed two of them so far. You can redeem yourself. You'll know number five. Hello, Dolly.
Louis Armstrong?
Yes. Number six, A World Without Love. Please Lock Me Away. Yeah, they should.
Oh, okay. Peter and Gordon?
That is correct.
Okay,
on Capitol. Number seven.
The other one was Chad and Jim.
Yeah, right. You figured it was some British duo, one of them, right? Yeah, okay. So number seven, Walk On By.
Oh, Dionne Warwick.
Yes. Number eight, Little Children.
Oh, Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas.
Yes, on Imperial. Number nine, Just Like Romeo and Juliet.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to buy some pretty presents, just like a one in a catalog.
Yeah, I know. I remember the song. Yeah. Let me think a second. Who were they?
The Reflections.
Okay, well.
And number 10, P.S. I Love You.
Beatles.
Absolutely right. Well, that's an almost. That's an almost. I'm looking here to see. You didn't know Chapel of Love. You didn't know Love Me With All My Heart. You actually only missed three of them. That's 70%, so you still win.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you, it was about 2-3 weeks ago, saw a half on television, about a half hour interview with Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
And always liked to listen to Smokey speak. And he said he's 83 now.
Yes.
And he just put out his first album in the last 10 years.
Okay.
And so I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Okay.
And other than that, thank you very much, Raleigh. Have a good evening.
All right, hang on, don't go away. We'll confirm that address. All right, so he's absolutely right. 70%. I mean, you only have to get 7 out of the top 10. You can pick your week and your year and your month and everything. So yeah, how about that? So new CD for Smokey. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, we'll get to Johnny D. He's got guests, but he also wants his hominid, so I have to prepare. And yeah, we'll see how he does with his guests. But Paul in Woodstock has a guest. So Paul, what do you think?
Sinkholes.
Nice guess, but not right.
All right, I got a few others.
Okay, go ahead.
Lakes.
Nope.
Amusement parks.
No.
Alligators.
No.
Swamps.
No.
Beaches.
No. But nice tries. If you think of six more, call me back.
Okay.
All right. And that's exactly where we'll pick it up with Marianne. She's got a bumper guest. We got another bumper coming up. And Johnny D and his hominids. All that and more in Room for You Too on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
How should I start this conversation? Should it be I love you, dearly? Well, it seems that I've used this line before, but my heart needs you more and more. Oh, the way you got me going, I'm so hung up on you, baby. The way you got me going, I'm so hung up on you.
WSGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Well, they have in common with our first bumper. So those are the bumper stumpers. And for the question, Florida's got more of them than any other state. And most states have them. Ohio and Michigan follow close behind Florida. However, four states don't have any at all. Any what? 888-876-5593. We're going to do lyrics with Fran and Austin. We're going to do hominids with Johnny D. That's right. James in Oregon's got some guesses on our trivia question. Marianne's got a bumper guess. Paul's got some guess. I think we talked to Paul, actually. Not sure. But I'll put him on hold and have John figure it out, because I'm pretty sure we did. But Gregory in Oak Lawn, he wants charts. 1967. So all that and more is coming up. All right. So with that in mind, Marianne, what bumper did you hear that you know?
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing again?
All right. How about yourself?
Okay, that was Patrice Holloway.
That was Patrice. Yes, that was Patrice Holloway. You're absolutely right. All right. Do you know our last one?
No, I don't. I was watching TV at the same time.
Oh, watching TV with the radio on. Yes, by Barefoot Jerry on Monument. All right. Yes. Well, Patrice,
you know what? I'm going to be like Scotty. I'll let the next person have a shot.
That's right. All right. Well, you know, do the Dell Viking 1963 on taste. So hang on, and we'll confirm that address. Don't go away. Oh. All right. So yes, indeed, it was Patrice Holloway. Well, what was the second bumper? What do you think? All right, so James in Oregon wants to take a guess on our trivia question. Oh, good. So what do you think, James?
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Well, I'm here.
Hey, that's good. Hey, I got a couple guesses. One is, how about retirement communities? I think there's a lot of them down there in Florida.
You're right, there are, but that's not the right answer.
Not the right answer?
No,
and
that's
then I heard one time, a while back, is that Florida's got like the most golf courses.
That's not right either. I mean, they may, but that's not what I'm looking for.
Oh, well, okay, well then.
But that's an interesting question. I'm going to look that up online while we're talking. Who has what state has the most golf courses? I almost think it's California, but let's find out. I don't know. Okay. I assume that Google needs to... I assume Google
Dollar
will tell
General
me this.
Stores,
yeah. Okay, what state has the most golf courses? States with the most... It is Florida, right? California's number two, then Texas, then New York, then Michigan. So, no, that's not it, though.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying.
I'll keep listening.
I hope
okay,
so.
Thank you.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Now, this is interesting. Golf courses per capita... Oh, man. You could look it up, so I won't do that as a trivia question, but this is great. Who's best served golf courses per capita? Nodak, North Dakota. One course for every 5,468 people, far and away the best served state in golf courses. Who would have thought that? All right, so 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh and Johnny D. All right, so Johnny D, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, hello, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
I'm all right. I'm here. How about yourself?
Oh, any better, I'd start walking on water.
Oh, don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. No.
Listen, I'm sitting on a recliner, seizures on me.
Oh, very
so
good.
So I hope I could think okay.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm rubbing his underneath his ear, you know.
Well,
cheek, you know.
All right, very good.
He likes that. All right, now, Florida, you know, I was going to say lakes is what I told John, but the other fella guessed that and it wasn't right. So I'm thinking, I don't know, I just went on kind of sideways. I'm thinking railroad crossings?
Nope.
How about condominiums?
Nope.
All right. Well, then them were my guesses.
Those are
now,
nice
listen,
guesses.
On the hominid thing, I wanted to tell you, excuse me, I wanted to expand the category, okay?
Oh, God help
now,
us.
Now, originally, when I asked for hominids, I wanted to say hominids or hominins, you know, like archaic humans.
Yes.
Particularly in the... Homo genus,
right?
So this is what I'm hoping you will find questions that are about hominins and hominids, but those two categories.
Okay.
For each.
All right. Well, I will do that for next week. I think I've got a hominid question today, but I can't really tell. I'm lucky if I can almost pronounce these words. So you're
all
ready.
All right. Go ahead. Hit me.
All right. All right. And, of course, you only like multiple choice, so that's what we're doing.
Right. Stick to the multiple choice. Yes. I can figure it out, maybe.
Yeah. Which one of the following is one of the human-like features of the Sahelianthropus tchadensis? Shall I spell it?
No, tchadensis. Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it starts with a T. Yes. All right. So, the ST, if you will, the Sahelianthropus tchadensis, is like a human in that they have A, a sloping face, B, prominent brow bridges, C, an elongated skull, D, a spinal cord opening underneath the skull.
okay. Now, what did you say? What was B, prominent brow bridge?
Yes.
All right. And then elongated face was one?
Elongated skull.
Elongated skull. Yeah. And then was there D about the hole underneath the skull?
Yes, spinal cord opening underneath the skull.
Spinal cord opening. The maximus something or other is what they call that. It's where the spinal cord goes up through the skull to the brain and runs the whole show. Now, that there is the human feature of the Sahelianthropus tchadensis, because that opening, the something maximus, it's called, is in a position that is more common to where a a Homo sapien skull opening, where the thing goes through the skull to the brain and connects, and then that. So it's D.
It is D. You're absolutely right.
I know I am.
All right. Well, very good. We'll look for your hominins for next week rather than hominids. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you know, like when they were before, you know, hominids was like way back, you know.
So what?
Hominins gets more into like archaic humans, like Homo neanderthalensis, Homo sapiens, Homo erectus, you know, these things.
All right. So you want archaic humans. All right, very good.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we'll do that. Well, let's add to your stash.
We'll
all John.
We'll expand the category. We'll expand the
Well, category. Yeah, why not?
Because I have some... Actually, I have more knowledge of hominins than I do of hominids.
Well, I'm just hoping hominids. There will be more pronounceable words in the new category.
I think there will be.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. All right, let's confirm that address.
Right,
don't go away.
Too.
Hang
okay.
on. All right, good deal. So, yes, Johnny D. knows his hominids and hominins and all. Okay, then. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh and Fran is in Austin. We're going to look for some 1968 lyrics. Won't that be fun? Coming up on WGN Radio.
I was at a party. It was just the other night or so. And I met a friend of yours, a friend you never introduced to me before. Isn't that a coincidence? The man I'm married to.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who's that? So we played three of them. Now a theme should start becoming apparent. Well, that is if any of the artists have. Well, we got the first one was Dudadel Viking, Patrice Holloway. All right, so Don and Beloit has a bumper guess. What do you think, Don?
Well, I don't know. I don't know who that one, but the one before, that was Billy Butler in Infinity?
Yes, it was.
I am still hung up on you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, right.
As a famous album, I don't know. I just...
Very impressive. Yes, 1973 on Pride.
But I don't know, because I didn't listen to your sorry, I was painting and stuff. I didn't quite hear your first bumper. You asked a question about how is that related to the first bumper.
And all of them. Yeah, to all of them. That's right.
Hmm.
All of these artists have something in common.
Is it a certain town in Mississippi where they're from?
No.
Okay.
Billy Butler's from Chicago. All right.
Jerry, his brother played on a lot of those things, and I didn't know this, but he was a Cook County Board of Commissioners.
Well, he was a lot of things. Yes, he was in office for years.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. All right. Well, you think about it, and something will come to mind, I can tell. But hang on. You knew it was Billy Butler.
Okay. That's good. I want to ask you about the Florida. Okay, could you give me the Florida question really quick? Because I think I know the answer.
Has more of them than any other state. Well, most states have them. Four states don't have any. But Florida has the most. Most what?
I immediately thought of phosphate mining. It's like the biggest phosphate mining, but I just thought that geological question, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope you could talk about, like, following from last week, this Integrity. Wow, I don't know if you follow this, but wow, Integrity and radio personalities. You know what I'm talking about? The bankruptcy, Dave Ramsey gotten this, $125 million lawsuit or something?
I have not read this, but I will in time for...
Oh, my God.
I will in time for tomorrow's show, so call me tomorrow night and we'll discuss it.
It's really interesting, right up what we were talking about last week.
Yeah, something tells me I'm not surprised, but I can't wait to read every word. Talk to you tomorrow night. But hang on, let's confirm that address, because you're right, so don't go away. Oh. All right, so Don and Beloit is absolutely right. That's right. About Billy Butler, that is. Yeah. All right, so Bobby in Chicago has a bumper guess. Maybe he knows the last one. So, Bobby, what'd you hear you know? Bobby left us? Ooh. Tells me maybe Bobby knew Billy Butler, but not the last one. Well, all right, this will be that way. Let's see. Michael. We're on the highways and byways. Michael's taking me along for the ride. Welcome to WGN Radio, Michael.
Thank you, Raleigh. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, thanks. So we're on Route 43 tonight. I'm enjoying the drive.
I sit right down to Mokena, 191st Street.
All right. Mokena, former home of Satellite Music Network.
Oh, didn't know that. I remember hearing the name, but had no idea it would be from humble beginnings like that.
Yeah, well, they had two uplinks points. One was in Dallas and the other was in Mokena.
I think they just threw a dart at the map and said, there you go. Put it there.
I don't know what kind of deal they got, but knowing John Tyler, it was a hell of a deal.
Right. Well, it's up and coming. They're building a lot around here. I don't know the last time you were south of Chicago, that far.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things sprouting up.
That's great. So what do you think?
I would think it's cattle.
Cattle. That's a nice guess. It's not right, but it's a lovely guess.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. Thanks for trying. Call me again. Appreciate it. And thanks for taking me with you. All right.
My pleasure.
So I love to ride. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we'll get to, I've got Fran's lyrics. Yeah, don't go away, Fran. And I've got, let's see, do we have time to see if we can do the original Star Trek trivia? So hello, Mark.
Oh, I had said Twilight Zone trivia.
Yeah, Twilight Zone. No, I've got Twilight Zone. I said Star Trek, but I meant Twilight Zone. Actually, it ties into that in both in a way, but okay.
I'm going to give it another shot.
All right. Over two decades before his gig on Quantum Leap, this actor portrayed a battle-hungry lieutenant in a World War II episode, A Quality of Mercy, on Twilight Zone. His ruthless and aggressive methods caused him to see things from both the side of the Americans and the Japanese as only the Twilight Zone can.
Who's Scott Bakula?
No, who's the actor? And later, in addition, after Quantum Leap, he also was in the new version of Battlestar Galactica.
Well, if it's not Scott Beck, or no. Yeah, if it's not Scott Bakula.
You know, a lot of people guess Scott Bakula, but it's Dean Stockwell.
No.
Yes.
I wouldn't have known that.
Dean Stockwell. Hey, I can't believe I got you.
I've missed three in a row now.
Wow. Well, you'll do charts next week and get them all, I'm sure.
They're asking some pretty obscure stuff.
I'm trying. I'm looking. Of course, the truth is, though, you know, since I don't really know the material, I don't know how obscure the questions are. So, yeah. All right. Well, good deal. Talk to you next week. Thanks.
Good night, everybody.
All right. So 888-876-5593. There was a Comic-Con here over the weekend. William Shatner was supposed to be there, but he wasn't. But some other guy was. I forget what John told me he was. I don't know. So we'll pick it up with Franz Lyrics, 1968, and Gregory Oaklawn, 1967 charts. All this and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Your tender, tender smile. What good are my lips if I can't kiss you, girl? No, not even once in a while. My life is so blue,
so blue, girl,
since I lost you. I don't need my arms, 'cause I know that they'll never hold you again. What good are my ears when they only hear bad gossip from our so-called friends? My life is so blue,
so blue, girl,
since I've lost you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, there's a bumper stumper that I totally embrace. I just love that song. All right, but who is he? All right, so any clues? Not really. 1964, I'll tell you that. What does he have in common with every other artist we play tonight? They all have something very specific in common.
My life is so.
Yeah, I like that. 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, Fran is in Austin. How's it going, Fran?
All right. Ready to do lyrics.
All right. Well, and this is somewhat of a trick question because it was a hit in 1968, but it was also a remake, so it was a hit a decade earlier, too. All right?
Oh, okay.
You'll get it right away. I know you will. All right. So, the tears from your eyes bring the rain.
The eyes bring the sun or sunshine. Tears from your eyes.
Yeah, you're right.
Special Angel.
Yes, absolutely. Special Angel. My Special Angel, of course, in the 50s, that was Bobby Helms. And 68, your request, who did it?
Oh, gosh.
You don't have to know, you got the lyrics, but the Vogues redid it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, the Vogues redid it.
Oh, that's right, I remember that now, yeah.
It was not a worthy version, but it was a hit. So.
No, the original is much better.
Absolutely.
Much better.
Well, you are a winner as always.
Thanks,
Fran. All right, so hang on, we'll confirm that address. All right, so Fran wins again. Of course she does. And we have our question, which is, Florida has more of them than any other state. Most states have them, of course. Ohio and Michigan have a lot, but four states don't have any. Florida has more what than any other state? 888-876-5593. All right, Tommy in Chicago. Yeah, you're going to get the theme as well as the act. So who'd you hear, you know?
Jimmy Ruffin.
Yes.
How are you, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself,
and the
Tommy?
Theme is they all had a more famous sibling singing.
You're absolutely right. So far, Patrice Holloway, of course, that would be Brenda. Billy Butler, that would be Jerry.
I've never heard that. I've heard of her, but that's that track.
Yeah, Do the Dell Viking. Yeah. And you know who the third one we played was, I think. She didn't know she could
That was Dee Dee Warwick.
Yes, right. That's absolutely right. And Jimmy Ruffin. And we've got five more to play for you. I bet you'll know them all.
Great. I got one more something else to say. I tried to call you a couple of Mondays ago while I was in traffic.
Yeah.
And I had to realize I'm not trucker rich.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It went all the way. And so I told John, I called back. I really want to talk to Raleigh. I had like 20 minutes left.
Yeah.
I'm never doing that again.
No, I'm with you. No, it's hard enough driving. I don't need to do that at the same time.
I was actually on a train.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, then that shouldn't be a problem unless it was reception.
Well, there was the traffic along with it.
Well, there is that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ran by.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
But that didn't work.
Well, wherever you are, we love hearing from you. And hang on, we'll confirm that address. Don't go away, Tommy.
All right.
So,
thanks for that Tina Turner CD in the last package.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got it. And
That was awesome.
Probably take as long to get your next package, but hopefully we'll speed it up. I'm just so glad we got Scotty's out to him while he was still there. All right. Yes, you're more than welcome. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, yeah, it'll probably take us again to the end of the year to do that. Now, why am I not? Maybe John is already talking with Tommy. And that's possible. That's entirely possible. All right. Well, I'm going to leave that where it is. So 888-876-5593. I'll talk to Gregory in Oaklawn. Hello, Gregory. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. So we're going to do charts with you, are we?
Yeah, we'll try charts.
Okay. Hot 100, Billboard Hot 100 National Charts, June 10th, 1967.
Yes, of June.
Okay. Here you go. Number one, Respect.
Aretha Franklin.
Yep. Number two, Groovin'.
Young Rascals.
Number three, I Got Rhythm.
Happenings.
Yeah. Number four, Release Me and Let Me Love Again.
Are you going to put it
on? Yeah. Number five, Him or Me, What's It Gonna Be? They were on Columbia. Terry Melcher produced them. They had a gimmick name. Oh, that was the guy's real name, I think. Yeah, Him or Me, What's It Gonna Be? They were big in the Pacific Northwest. Always used to play Pat O'Day's dances.
Oh.
Oh, man, well, that was Paul Revere and the Raiders. Let's move on. Number six, Somebody to Love. Oof. San Francisco group on RCA.
I'm shaking out here.
Oh, no. Well, that would be Jefferson Airplane. Number seven. Number seven. She'd Rather Be With Me. Was on the White Whale label. Yes, absolutely. Number eight. Little Bit of Soul.
Music Explosion.
Yes. Number nine, All I Need Is You.
Temptations.
Yeah, all right. So number 10, Creek Alley.
Creek Alley.
You can do this. Creek Alley, they were on Dunhill. Lou Adler produced it.
Wasn't Tree Dog Night?
No, you can do this. Male and female together. Mixed group. Oh, you can do this. Come on. I'm trying to think of some other. Oh, man. The Mamas and Papas.
Oh, yeah. That hit my tongue, too.
Oh, man. Well, let's see how you did, all right? You didn't know Paul Revere and the Raiders. You didn't know Jefferson Airplane. Let's see. Well, that's 70%. You didn't know the Mamas and Papas. So you still got seven right. So that makes you a winner. Hang on, Gregory. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So that's how you play charts. It's easy. If you were alert at any point, and I don't care when the charts were. I mean, probably not in the last 10 years because I probably don't have them. But other than that, well, I got them. And these are the national charts, the Billboard Hot 100. We could probably do Cashbox or Record World as well. But let's stick with the big guns. All right, so we have our Florida question. They've got more of them than any other state. And most states have them. Ohio and Michigan have a lot of them, too. But four states do not have any. Have any what? 888-876-5593. On Monday Night Trivia, so if it's Friday night, please don't call. Relax, enjoy the show. It's a replay. But on Monday night, it's live. And right now it is Monday, June 5th. And we'd love to hear from you at 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Ascertained thanks to Tommy that the theme is lesser known siblings. So who is this and who is her better known sibling? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, some of these I could play multiple siblings. In a couple of cases I might. I could have in her case, but she's the only one I'm playing. So who is she? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. So Florida has more of them than any other state. Four states don't have any. Joe is a first-time caller from Glen Ellyn. Welcome to WGN Radio, Joe.
Well, thank you. I believe it is the amount of interstates.
That's a nice guess. It is not. Actually, Texas wins that with 3,233 miles of interstate highway. But I know you're probably thinking of in terms of different numbers of highway, but the Texas wins there, too.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for trying. I appreciate it. All right, so that's a good answer, though. An answer near and dear to my heart. I like that answer. All right, so we have Leah in Marcus Hook. How are you feeling, Leah?
Oh, I'm feeling fine. How are you feeling?
Well, I guess okay, but I'm not the one who took all the Ozempic doses at once. Now, after the show, by the way, I looked at the little cardboard boxes those injectables come in.
Yeah.
It says right on it, weekly.
Does it? Oh, yeah. I didn't get the cardboard box. They gave it to me in a little pouch.
Really? Yeah, no, it's pretty specific. All right, well, you're feeling good, but you're going to have some blood work up anyway.
Yeah, it's right. Wednesday.
Very good.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I think it's either senior citizens.
No.
No.
Good guess, though.
Or bingo parlors. Yeah. Down in Florida.
Yeah, not right, but nice guess.
Because they had bingo parlors everywhere when I was
there.
Oh,
yeah. So. Yep. Yeah, it's big.
So that's all I could think of.
No, that's good. And that, of course, the state bird is the early bird because every place offers the early bird special. But no.
And on the, what do all the singers have in common?
Yeah.
Their birthdays?
No, we determined what they have in common. They all have better known siblings.
Okay. I missed that.
Yeah, like
okay.
We played Jimmy Ruffin, and of course, David Ruffin's better known. We played Dee Dee Warwick, and of course, Dionne Warwick's better. No, we played Billy Butler, and of course, Jerry Butler's better known. And we played Patrice Holloway, and Brenda Holloway's better known. And just now, we had played another one.
Oh, okay. I must have been in the kitchen. I missed it. Okay.
All right. Well, good
deal. Thank you, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right, so I'm doing this blindly. Adam probably told me when to go out, and I don't know what it is. So Adam will cut us off as soon as I'm supposed to be stopped talking, and then we'll pick it up next hour. I don't know when it is. Stacy is in Algonquin. Well, Stacy, what's up tonight?
Raleigh, I'd like to try your question.
Very good.
So can you repeat it just one more time?
Yeah, Florida has more of them than any other state. Four states have none of them at all.
What about senior communities?
Nope.
Palm trees?
Nope.
Let's see. Beaches?
Nope.
Citrus trees?
Nope. You got two more.
Hotels?
Nope. One more. Big finish.
Let's see. Clubs?
Nope. Think of six more and call me back.
Oh, wait. I want to try a question from Twilight Zone.
Oh, you want a Twilight Zone question? Really?
Yep.
How good are you at this?
Well, I had all the episodes.
All right. Well, let's see what we can... If you've had all the episode, then I guess everything is fair game. So let's pick out something right now. 430 Twilight Zone questions and answers. All right. Well. So, all right. In the sixth episode of the first season of The Twilight Zone, the audience is introduced to an obnoxious hypochondriac named Walter Baedeker, who sells his soul to the devil in exchange for immortality. After surviving a few fatal stunts, he ends up with a life sentence in prison for the accidental killing of his wife. What did Walter use to avoid spending eternity in prison?
He made a deal with the devil.
Well, yeah, but that was what he got. The deal with the devil was what he got for immortality. But what was what did he use to avoid spending eternity? It was something in that diabolic contract with the devil.
Oh, he didn't. He used indelible ink to sign it.
No, he exercised the escape clause. And right after he did, he dropped dead of a heart attack.
Okay.
Well, very good. All right, talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Yes, there's a whole story there, and I'll be sharing it next hour. But like I say, I'm not 100% sure when we end the hour, and I guess it's now.
Next to mine gets me excited, makes me feel fine. The touch of your hand, your sweet hello, the fire inside you when you're holding me close. Your love so warm and tender, the thrill is so divine. It is all these things that make you mine. If you would leave, I surely would die. When you were 10 minutes late, I started to cry. I've got it bad. And tender, the
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, you may know that by the unique Son Paula, but that's the original. Yeah, and now we know the theme. Obviously, this guy has a better-known sibling. Yeah, so who is he? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, our Florida question. Florida has more of them than any other state, but most states have them. Ohio and Michigan have a lot, but four states do not have them. What is it that Florida has more of than anywhere else? 888-876-5593. Marlo in Jackson has a bumper guess. All right, Marlo, what'd you hear?
Yeah, that was Emma Franklin, Sweetie Stealing.
Yeah, Irma Franklin, that's right. Aretha's sister. Yes, yes, it is. Absolutely.
Right.
Got the sweetest feeling. Yeah, I was debating whether to play something by her or by Carolyn, Aretha's other sister. Well, hang on, you're a winner. All right, Mike.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something right quick. Did you know Whoa Whoa was back on the air, Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Well, it was never off the air, was it?
Well, I was picking up a station out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana that took. I thought it took place of it, but I thought Whoa Whoa went off the air for a minute.
No, 1190, Whoa Whoa. Now, they did lower their frequency a while ago, unfortunately, and I mean lower their power,
right.
And that was at the behest of an owner who wanted to increase the power of WLIB in New York. But no, they're on the air.
Oh, okay. I know I started picking it up real good. Maybe that's what it was. They lowered what you said.
Yeah.
Now I picked it up real well.
Yeah,
okay.
They're there.
Well, I appreciate.
All right. Well, hang on.
I appreciate
on.
Talking to you.
Always. We'll confirm your address. Don't go away.
Okay.
Marlo is absolutely right. He got his Irma Franklin. Yes, indeed it is. 888-876-5593. All right, let's see. We're going to get some guesses from James. Of course we are. Bob in Virginia has some guesses. So, Bob, what do you think?
Well, I'm pretty certain it is sinkholes.
That's nice, but not right.
Oh, then it must be Waffle Houses.
No, not Waffle Houses. Not maybe Hot Shops back in the day, but that's about it. Yeah.
All right. That's all I got.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. So,
thank you.
Yeah, when it was still the Sunshine State Parkway, they had a deal with Marriott. All the rest areas had Hot Shops, whether you wanted them or not. All right, so Gary is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Gary?
Well, hey, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. All right, so we're going to do 1961.
Yeah.
A fine year. All right.
Right after I got my first radio. I got first radio in Christmas of 60. So, I mean, I do too well on this one. But.
Well, you may do very well because as a kid, what else did you have to do but listen to the radio?
That's right.
Well, you know, and here it is. You get the first radio, and what song is number one? Wouldn't it just figure Wonderland by Night?
Bert Kampfert with a trumpet of Charlie Tate.
Yeah, I mean, come on. For a kid with a radio, Wonderland by Night does not cut it. But you're absolutely
no. And I was, you know, I thought, why is Bert using Charlie's trumpet? I mean, why did he give it back to him?
Yeah, right. Right. Okay, number two. Are you lonesome tonight?
Elvis Presley.
Yes, if you are, serves you right. Number three. Yeah, Homer and Jethro did a takeoff on that once. Yeah, if you are, sir, I'm so happy you left me at last. I could still hear your roar.
Yeah.
All right, number three, Exodus.
Ferranti and Teicher.
See, that's where you want to get rid of the radio about that time.
And yeah, that's right.
God forbid they ever played Wonderland by Night back to back with Exodus. You'd have been out of there. But it gets, by the way, it gets worse. Wait, we'll go to number four, but wait until you're number five. Number four, Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
Sherelle.
Yes. Number five, here it is again, Calcutta.
Lawrence Welk.
Yes, yes, the only number one record Lawrence Welk had, Calcutta. Yeah. Number six, Angel Baby.
Rosie and the Original.
Of course, on Highland. Number seven, Rubber Ball.
Bobby V.
Yes. Number eight, here we are again, Last Date.
Floyd Kramer.
Yes. Number nine.
Clink, clink.
Number nine, Corinna, Corinna.
Ray Peterson.
Yes, yes. He changed the name, too. When it was originally, it was Corinne, Corinna, but Ray decided they would both be Corinna, Corinna, so okay, fine. Number 10, North to Alaska.
Johnny Horton.
Yeah, let's see how far you get. You're right on all 10 of them.
All right.
Number 11, 1,000 Stars.
Which was it?
A Thousand Stars in the Sky.
Oh, Kathy Young.
Yes. Number 12, Shop Around.
Miracles, one of my favorite songs.
Number 13, You're 16.
Johnny Burnett.
Yes. Number 14, Calendar Girl.
Neil Sedaka.
Oh, God. Now, number 15, I would not have guessed this. I didn't even know he did this. So maybe some station you heard played it, but not me. It was on Dot, Wonderland by Night.
Oh, the only one I knew is Bert Kempfert.
Me too. Well, see, you get a pass on that. Apparently, Louis Prima had it on the charts.
Oh, wow, that would have been interesting.
Yeah, I'll have to go look for that. I'm afraid I've never heard it, and maybe that's for the best. But number 16 goes downhill again, Sailor.
Ooh, Sailor.
Oh, God, it was on Cap.
Hmm. I don't...
Female, what? Female, one word.
Still not coming to mind.
Lolita.
I don't think I ever heard that.
Oh, it's terrible.
No,
I have heard this. It's terrible. They actually played it. But, I've got to find this. You'll see what I mean. There are so many. And actually, right after that is just another horrible song, Many Tears Ago.
Oh, that's another one I don't know. So I guess Wonderful K-Box didn't play those.
Well, that was Connie Francis. K-Box. K-Box probably didn't play Sailor, but then again, here you go.
Seemann, deine Heimat ist das Meer.
Seemann, lass das träumen. Denk
Now, here's the bad news. That's the U.S. version.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Connie Francis, you're doing really good. I wouldn't have known that Louis Prima either. I'd have been out of there.
Yeah. And I thought it was Billy Vaughn or somebody else who did it. But
yeah. Yeah, but yeah, Sailor. Oh my God! All right, so yes, you did very well as always. So hang on, we'll confirm that address, Gary. All right.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Good deal. Yeah. Oh man. All right. Yeah, it was U.S. version. I'm like, well, what language was the other version? Jack is a first time caller in Kankakee. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Jack.
I want to guess your Florida question.
Okay, good. What do you think?
I think it's hurricanes.
It's a nice guess, but it's not right.
Oh, darn. Okay, then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Call me again. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay,
all right.
Bye-bye.
So good deal. Yes. So nice to meet Jackie and Kankakee. All right, so Don is back in Beloit. All right, Don. Don left us? Who would blame him? All right, so let's see. Oh. Well, a half a dozen guesses, of course. James, the man of many guesses on the South Side, welcome back to WGN Radio. Go.
Okay. My first guess would be snakes.
Nope.
Okay. Next one, amphibians.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb and say boat ownership?
Nope.
Okay, going to go with, this one won't work, so I'm not even going to go with that one. I'm going to go with a number of pleasure crafts.
Next.
Okay. Obviously, that one didn't work. I'm going to say shortwave radio uses.
Okay, big finish on number six. Go for it.
Okay, go with go with okay. Travel agents.
Travel agent. Very good. All right, think of another six and call me back. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Florida's got more of them than any other state. Most states have them. Ohio, Michigan have a lot. Four states do not have any. Okay, what does Florida have the most of? 888-876-5593. So I had to look up Lolita here, by the way. Yeah, and there were a number of singers named Lolita that charted to some degree or another, but this Lolita was Austrian, actually, and she was a TV star. And like that, I guess she died in Salzburg in about 2010. But yes, yeah, Sailor was her big U.S. hit, and just alarming. And I don't know what to say because that was the U.S. version. So as opposed to what? I don't know. All right, so now you got our Florida question. You know, all our bumpers have something in common, and that's that all of them are the lesser-known sibling of, the brother or sister of very famous people, whether it be Brenda Holloway or Jerry Butler or Dionne Warwick or David Ruffin or Aretha Franklin. And then I played the original All These Things. I expected a winner on that. Next one is a real nice record, and I think. And, yeah, I'll leave it to you, actually. But I think it is, actually. So we'll be finding out about that. And if you want your own category, you know, Sky is the absolute limit on that. Whatever you want, we can, in fact, accommodate. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And, and Patrice Holloway, by the way, is no longer with us. And she was the younger sister of Brenda, but she had a heart attack when she was 55 years old. She, of course, was born in Los Angeles. Brenda was born in Atascadero, California, and she's still with us. She'll be 77 in a couple weeks. And sadly, Billy Butler's not with us. He just 69 years old when he died in 2015. He would have been 78 this Wednesday. Yeah, born in Chicago. Of course, Jerry Butler still with us, as I mentioned, and that is just great. I've been kind of on pins and needles about that because, my God, his wife of 60 years died about 2.5 years ago, so I expected. But nonetheless, he's 83 years old and still with us. That's good. Dee Dee Warwick, she's no longer with us and died in 2008, sadly, a diabetic and complications of that in northern Jersey. But Dionne Warwick, her better-known sister, 2 years older, is 82 right now. So Jimmy Ruffin, he's no longer with us either. Well, nor is Bad Boy David, but you kind of would expect that. All right, so yeah, just an interesting life. And David was born in Wynot. I kid you not. Wynot, Mississippi. And sadly died in Philadelphia in 1991, just 50 years old. And Jimmy Ruffin, he made it to 2014, and Las Vegas died, 78. All right, so we'll continue with this, but Tom is a first-time caller. I think that, James on the South Side will be back with more guesses. I can feel it in my bones coming in already. So I'm not sure about this Friday night, by the way, because we have, as you know, game interruptions, and so I'm not 100% sure what the replay will be like this Friday night, but I guess that will leave you time to investigate it. As for us, we will have a full show tomorrow night and Wednesday night, but I expect it again to be about 10:30 start on Thursday. So, but other than that, that's the deal. Now, Tom is a first-time caller in Chesterton, Indiana. All right, Tom, thanks for calling WGN.
Hi, Raleigh.
Glad you called. What do you think?
Well, you're talking about Florida. I think Florida has more Cubans than any other state.
That's great. Yeah, maybe than Cuba these days. No, not that, but that's great. There certainly are enough of them.
Well, enjoy your show.
All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right. So, yes, indeed. 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh. I can't say it on the air, but after a while, there were a bunch of Cuban students who were, and actually, the first wave of Cuban immigrants came over, and they had been doctors and lawyers and professionals and, you know, phenomenally wealthy in many cases. And they gave up everything to escape Castro and literally had to start anew without their professional licenses. And many did so very well. Calle Ocho, Southwest 8th Street, was just an absolute dump, and they revitalized that in amazing ways and so much more. But a lot of these poor kids wound up at Miami Beach High, which was kind of a snobby school anyway. And mostly Jewish kids. But when they would always have the, you know, seniors on the go, we're the class of 6-0, that kind of thing. Well, there was one for 66 that I can't share with you. But every time I think about that. And then the other thing was, of course, the joke was that, at Miami Beach High, what was going to happen was a giant race of Jews. Yes, Jews and Cubans intermarrying. I don't think it ever happened. But today there are, you know, phenomenally wealthy second generation Cubans as well. Now, of course, later Castro opened up his jails and everything else, and that was a different class of people. But man, that first wave of immigrants were just terrific. And also, when they got to America, true story, I think one of the things they were most aghast at is we don't use bidets here. And so all of a sudden, all these people, you know, even if, you know, they always say, you know, didn't have, I can't say that on the air either. But anyway, even if they only had one bathroom, let's put it that way, the first thing they do was retrofit with a bidet. So companies like Mr. Bidet spun up into business. So, yeah, it was interesting times. But a lot of them, you know, formed marketing companies and things like that. Again, they couldn't go back and be necessarily a civil engineer or a doctor or a lawyer because, you know, the licensing and the citizenship. But they did very well. And I think it was Cuban immigrants who had Juliet, which was a little chain of transistor radios that they built and stuff like that. And so, yeah, fun stuff. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, another bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio. So who is that? Yeah, sounds a lot like a famous sibling, and that was on End in 1957. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Cheryl is a first-time caller in Elgin. Welcome to WGN Radio, Cheryl.
Oh, hi, Raleigh. I had two guesses for your trivia question.
Okay.
All right, the first one is bridges?
Nope, not even drawbridges.
Okay, and the second one is locks and dams.
Oh, nope. Nice guesses, though, and I hope you'll call me again. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay. Thank you. Okay, have a good night. Bye.
All right, you too. Oh, how nice to meet Cheryl. All right, so 888-876-5593. We've got Leah in Marcus Hook. Hello, Leah.
Hi. I have one more guess on the Florida question.
Of course you do.
Is it alligators?
It is not.
Okay.
All right.
I'm done for the night.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Not alligators. And now remember, only four states don't have it, whatever it is. So that means the other 46 do. Yeah, I don't know how many, you know, alligators there are in Nodak, but we have determined that there are now per capita more golf courses there. Can't imagine it. And Don in Beloit is back on WGN Radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to try Raleigh one more time.
Okay, I'm ready.
I got a few, but I think I got one good one.
Okay.
How about lead pipes?
No.
Florida leads the nation in lead pipes.
It would explain a lot, wouldn't it? But no.
It's true. That is true. Yeah. Of course, yeah. It took down Rome, you know. Don't forget the Romans.
Well, and yes, I've mentioned it many times to John in passing, yes.
What about bike fatalities?
Nope. Next.
Shipwrecks?
Nope. Next.
Roller coasters?
Next.
Ferris wheels?
Next.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm guest out for the night, but it was great. It's good so far. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it, Don. All right.
Okay,
so, I'm not a coaster enthusiast myself, but I know many people who are. And I was just telling John about in Sandusky, Cedar Point. Yeah, 18 coasters now. Yes, they're up to 18. And they're not even number one. All right. So 888-876-5593. Stephanie and Madison heard a bumper. Of course you did.
Hey, I think it's Lewis Lyman.
Of course it's Lewis Lyman. Who else could it be?
Yeah. So, hey, how you doing, girl?
Well, I'm here. And
hey, me too.
All right.
Me too.
Well, good deal. Well, you're right. You recognize your Lewis Lyman. You didn't recognize the guy before him, huh?
No, I did. Mm. I may have been distracted. By the way, who is the younger sister of Brenda Holloway? What's her
name? Patrice Holloway.
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, I'm really enjoy listening to these different people. No, the last one, I did not recognize, is I get terribly distracted. I'm like, sometimes I cannot hold a attention hostage, a thought hostage, whatever.
Yeah.
Great trivia question. I'm not any good at those questions. I'm just not. And I love it though when you get somebody who just it's a simple answer. They just come up with this answer and it's like that's it. You know.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the guy. Nobody's going to guess him. So I'll tell you. He did the original. All these things. That was Art Neville, Aaron Neville's oldest brother.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
one of the guys you played kind of sounded like Ron Holden, but
No.
I don't know if Ron Holden, I don't think he had a less than famous sibling.
No, he didn't. He had a strange wife, though, but I shouldn't say that. She was a listener of mine. Art was one of the Neville brothers, and he also formed the Meters, and I guess that's who you thought sounded like Ron Holden, because I surely to God don't think you thought Jimmy Ruffin did, so it must have been Art.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I love the Meters. Hey, Pocky Way. Oh,
yes. Yes.
Yeah, love it. Oh, hey, I'll tell you what. I have no chart requests, and I am thoroughly enjoying your show, enjoying you, and my best to you and John and to everybody. And, I was thinking about Leah, though, first. You know, sometimes when you've got so much going on, it's funny how your brain will just misinterpret stuff. I mean, I can remember somehow doing something real similar and just, you know, hearing something but just kind of interpreting it in a weird way. But, Leah, I am glad you're here. I'm glad you're okay. So
yes. Yes, we're all glad about that. Yes, amazed but glad. Yes, absolutely. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
You got
it. Okay, thanks.
Take care.
All right. So, yeah, Art Neville. And, right. I was actually, we're going to run out of time before I do, but I was going to play something for Cyril Neville, too, but I won't. But we'll have one more sibling, and she'll be very easily identifiable, I do think. All right. But in the meantime, Robert is a first-time caller in Duncanville, Alabama. All right, Robert, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay this morning, ma'am.
Good. So you're guessing on our question?
Yes, ma'am.
And what do you think?
Python.
Pythons. Not pythons. It's a nice guess, though.
that if they have another large snake, I'm not so sure what his name is.
Well, it's not a snake, but if you think of something else, you call me back.
Oh, okay. Right, well, thanks. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Yeah. And since this is a new question, if you don't get it tonight, it will hold over for next week, so it gives you a week to think about it. But Florida does have more than any other state, and most states have them. Ohio and Michigan have a lot. Four states do not have any at all. What is it? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh got one more bumper stumper coming up, and yes, it's a lesser-known sibling, and you'll recognize it right away, I do believe, on WGN Radio.
You see, I used to laugh it off when you hurt me. That's the way I did it before. But now the hurt's too strong to be laughing. And it's not funny anymore.
WGN Radio. That was her first single, too, in 1975. A couple years later, 1977, she actually had one of my favorite records, but that wasn't it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And since it's not a straggler, we will not be revealing it at the end of tonight. We'll hold it over until next week at this time. And again, perchance you're listening on Friday, thank you. I appreciate it. It's a replay. Don't call. However, if it is Monday, the 5th of June, we have another 15 minutes, and I hope that you will join us, 888-876-5593. Maybe you'll win. Florida has more of them than any other state. Most states have them. In fact, only four states do not. Ohio and Michigan follow pretty close behind Florida, a lot of them. Yeah. So what is it? What does Florida have? So James on the south side wants another half a dozen guesses. I bet he does. All right, James, go for it.
Okay. Invasive species.
Nope. That's one.
Okay. Minor league ballparks.
That's two.
Okay. Okay. Restaurants specializing in unusual cuisine, like like anything like reptilian.
Yes, that's right. That's number three.
Okay. People are born on the same day.
That's four.
Okay. People is specializing in a certain specialty.
That's five.
Okay. And let's see now. I'm going to go with this one.
Big finish.
People who I'm going to say UFO believers.
No. No, I don't think there's a database for that, but then again, you never know. All right, if you think of five, six more, I guess you call back or, you know, next week.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Okay. Appreciate it. All right, so, yes, Florida does have more of them than any other state, and four states don't have any at all. So, yes, what is it? 888-876-5593. If you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't know my question, you can have your own category. And as I mentioned, sky's the limit on that. We proved that with hominids, which will turn into hominins. It sounds like a part of speech next week. All right, so we were a little late in starting tonight because it was Stanley Cup hockey, and we will do that again Thursday for sure because that'll be game three. And it's a best seven, so in other words, the team that wins four wins the finals. So now, if there is a game five, that should happen. Our next sports delay is Tuesday, June 14th, and usually it seems like we're starting about a half hour later than usual. So there you have it. All right, so what else do we have? A historical possibility, says Carol, who follows sports. The Miami Heat basketball team in the NBA Finals against the Denver Nuggets. The Heat and the Panthers could become the first pair of teams from the same metropolitan area to win both NBA and NHL titles. All right. Yeah, the guy who was coach for the Nuggets, I loved him. He was, Doug Moe, that was his name, when I was in Denver at KOA. Doug Moe was the Nuggets coach, and he was just so good because, you know, journalists would interview him, and he'd just make mincemeat out of them. he's probably no longer with us, but yeah, I loved listening to that. And of course, as you probably know, Cynthia Wheel is no longer with us, and that was sad. But hey, she was, 82, so born in 1940, and would have turned 83 this October. And of course, she and Barry Mann, they were the only couple who stayed together. They got married in 1961, and they were married until her death. So yeah, we're talking like 61 years. And Barry Mann is still with us. He turned 84 February 9th. And yeah, so Cynthia Wheel died Thursday. I hadn't heard yet an obit in terms of cause of death, so I'm not sure. But I do know that certainly we can play a lot of Cynthia Wheel bumpers because we won't run out of great songs that she and Barry Mann wrote. So 888-876-5593. Mike is a first-time caller in Chicago, so welcome to WGN Radio, Mike.
Hello, Riley.
Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to guess at the question what Florida has the most of, and I was thinking trailer parks.
Ah, it's a great guess. It's not right, but it's a great guess.
Okay, I don't think I have any other ones.
Well, if you think of something, call me back. Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, bye.
They certainly have a lot, especially in Central Florida, which, of course, you know, used to be the dregs until Disney World came into being. We've got Karen in Chicago taking a guess. What do you think, Karen?
Hi, how are you?
Can't complain.
I want to take a crack at trivia.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say racetracks.
Nope.
Your horse racing or car racing?
Nope.
Or even dogs.
Okay, thanks for trying.
Can't win them all.
Yeah, there you are. All right. So yes. Florida used to have a ton of greyhound tracks. They have none now. They outlawed them finally. But yeah, they do it a lot. And they had harness, of course, they had, of course, thoroughbred. So no, that's not it, though. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, if you want the final word tonight. So, what do we have? New moon. That's coming up. It's a while. Saturday, June 17th. So I think we just had a full moon recently, but I don't know. I don't get out much. It sure seems like that anyway. So full show tomorrow night, three big hours. And yeah, I have a feeling we're going to have quite a bit of Cynthia Wheel bumpers. Yeah. There are some wonderful ones. And yes, if you were not listening early, 40,000 Russians die of this annually, while only 300 people in the United States do. What? Alcohol poisoning. That was it. All the bumper stumpers will be listed at Raleigh.net after the show, yeah, as well as the answer to the question I just gave you. So you can always check that. And of course, the show replays, as you know, on the stream till the next live show and is available for download pretty much in perpetuity. So 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, on this Jefferson Davis's birthday, yeah, it's a state holiday in Alabama, nowhere else, trust me. D-Day tomorrow. And also D-Day, drive-in movie day tomorrow. Yeah, the two don't otherwise correspond. I don't think. All right, Hector is a first-time caller in Illinois. I think John is talking to him, but we always try to defer to first-time callers. So I'm prattling on, and we now meet Hector from Illinois. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Riley.
Glad you called.
I got a quiz to ask for the trivia.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna guess emissions testing.
Nope, not right. But thanks for trying.
Thank you.
Okay, appreciate it. Call me again, Hector. Yeah, and I can't wait. Maybe next time Hector can tell us why he thought of that. Something tells me there's a story there. Yeah, don't you think? Yeah, that could be quite the story, actually. I do believe. So another first time caller coming up. We'll meet Neil in a moment, and John is talking to him about his guesses, and I think that James has another half dozen. James doesn't give up, which is wonderful, because very often he winds up being a winner because he runs through every conceivable possibility. But Neil is a first time caller in Rock Island, so welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I wanted to guess on what it was.
What do you think?
Or what it is.
Yes.
Pro sports team.
It is not.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks for trying.
That was what I had. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, boy, I remember when I was in Florida, they didn't have any. You know, some minor league stuff, but no majors, that's for sure. And then later, the Dolphins came in. I think they might have been the first. You know, it's funny because Miami has the Marlins now, who are, you know, major league. But originally, when I was there, they had Marlins, and they were, you know, the lowest of the low. They were somebody's franchise for, I don't know, they might have aspired to be a Triple-A team, maybe. But they were Marlins as well. But now I know they have Major League Marlins, and they got things in Tampa and other places, and Orlando and Jacksonville, but they had nothing. And I was talking to John about that over the weekend because, you know, working throughout the South in radio, there were no teams in most of these major league in these cities, you know, so there you weren't having teams in Tennessee, yeah, or North Carolina. And now, of course, it's totally different. Yeah, the whole country has shifted all the way around. So, I think we're going to end it tonight real quickly with Karen, a first-time caller, and then that is pretty much it for the show. So, full show tomorrow night starting at 10. So, all right, Karen, you're going to end the show tonight. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
I think it's billboards.
You are a winner. You are absolutely right, it is. So, four states don't have them. Do you know what they are?
I think there's a couple of out east, like maybe Vermont.
Vermont is one.
Rhode Island, perhaps.
I
once upon a time I knew that, but I don't remember anymore.
Yeah, Vermont and Maine from the Northeast. You write about the Northeast, but
there you go.
Alaska and Hawaii don't have any.
Oh, okay.
And
sure,
all four of them, because they've outlawed them. But you are right. Florida has more billboards than any other state. So don't stand by the mailbox. It takes us forever to mail prizes. They're not worth the postage it takes to get to you. But eventually you get a certificate and something else not worth worth much. But we appreciate you playing. So don't go away, Karen.
Okay.
Stay where you are and call me again. All right. So Karen is a winner. We've ended the show on a high note. We have a winner. Thank you, Karen. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank Adam for keeping us on the air. Couldn't have done it without him. Thank John for screening your calls. And I personally thank every one of you who called. It makes my life a pleasure and easier to do, too, for this show. And we'll do it again tomorrow night, 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
It's really exciting when you find a place.
All right, you're clear. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, good. Thanks. Goodbye.
That has such an amazing assortment of kitchen cabinets, countertops, and bath vanities. But what if you need installation and don't want to deal with an unreliable contractor? Remember that horror story your neighbor was telling you about? Don't sweat it. Builder Supply Outlet is on it. They've now added installation services. Update the look of your